Glimpse of land. So anyway, we used to use run over the fields. Also another place we used to play at, there's a bridge over, it's still there, over the old, what was the old A1. But just before the bridge was a dump. And we used to get down there and play in the dump, because there was all sorts of bits and pieces left lying around, you know. Well, yeah, we used to play there, you know. It was all old metal filings. I think there was E-shaped things. God knows what they were. But it was just something to do, something to go. And then, but we used to, basically, all the lads, we used to live in the swimming pool. Well, it was always tribal. Football's always been like that, but it wasn't as bad as it is now, you know. Well, it was Norton's. I had a mate played for Norton's. I actually started training for them a couple of times to get fit. At that time, I was, this is after I'd come out of the army, and I was working for a firm called MTW, and I used to run down to Murphy's, had a factory down in South Wales, not Newport, Neath, and we used to do the overnight training for them. So as I said, I started doing this training, and then all of a sudden that was the end of the training. But it was Running Garden City. They played down Springfields, and I remember just after war they had a friendly game with the Belgian team or something. It wasn't long after the war finished, sort of friendly game. It must have been one of Belgium or Dutch or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that. Hyde Club, there used to be a Hyde Club over the road, just past the church. They had a team, and then sometimes if we didn't want to go that far, we used to go to the Running Garden City's ground. I mean, we weren't supposed to, but they used to leave the nets up, so we used to creep in there. And I always remember I'd been playing there one day, and then this guy came along and said he won the game on a Saturday for the reserves. So I thought, okay, why not, you know. Well, I fancy myself as a goalkeeper, and I'm 5'6". Not the right height for a goalkeeper, obviously. So anyway, I used to like playing the goal. So anyway, I'd bought a new pair of boots. Right, I don't know if I bought me special for this game or what, you know. And like an idiot, I put in insoles. I thought, well, you know, because I used to suffer from my feet, you know. And I thought, I'd buy these insoles and, you know. And of course, I'd only been playing 5 minutes. And they rubbed my heels red raw, both of them, you know. And we didn't have subs then, or reserves, and I just had to keep going, you know. And of course I was useless, basically. I could hardly move, you know. And they were all going, "Where's this bloody centre forward we've got? You know, he's rubbish." And afterwards, I had to show him. I said, "Well, I'm sorry, lads, but look." And then I had two great big massive blisters on both my heels. So I never
went back.
The nights used to have the jazz club down Cherry Tree, which is now Waitrose.
Traditional,
oh, yeah, okay. Track, yeah, sorry. And you've got all the big names: Ken Collier, Kenny Ball, Humphrey Littleton. Oh, you got all the big names come down there, yeah.
On a Monday?
On a Monday night. I was never that much into traditional jazz, but again, down the road there was the community centre, and down the road. Yeah, got a lot of the big names that sort of appeared there at one stage or other. David Bowie and people like that, yeah. Well, I think I might have gone once or twice, but in them days, I never learned to dance. And in them days, it was a bit silly, Betty, because all the boys used to sit on one side, and all the girls used to sit on the other side. Although we wanted to go over and dance, we thought, if we get half hour to four, and then they turned us down, we're going to look a white lemon, and we? So we did, sat there and looked at each other.
Welling Garden City Cinema.
As you went, you had an upstairs. As you walked in there, you had the foyer in front, where you paid your money. Stairs was on the right to go upstairs. And you went in, you go left or right of the foyer. And then you had sort of a passageway. Behind the passageway in the wall was some bench seats. Not many, just a few bench seats. Right at the bottom on the right-hand side was the door to the toilets. And there was the bicycle sheds out there. So the trick was then to go down the toilet, open the door, let your mates in. And in them days, once you got in, you could sit there all day. There was there was two main films and the news. You know, the trailers and the news. But I mean, if you came in halfway through the first film, you just sat there and waited till you caught up, sort of thing, you know. There was a thing, you know, St Francis Church. Well, there used to be a hall next to it. It was a boys' club, I was in the boys' club. Anyway, Saturday morning, just after the war, they used to show film shows. You know, really old Cowboys and Flash Gordon and that sort of stuff, you know. That's when we was seven, eight, nine, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people would go on a Saturday morning?
Quite a crowd. Kari, the bloke was, old boy, called Kari, always remember, yeah. I was in the choir, believe it or not, in St Francis' choir, yeah. We actually made a record once. That's at Westminster Abbey. Yeah. Never sold any of it, never sold any. The priest, bloke called Keeble, Reverend Keeble, tall guy. Because they used to give us, when they had the sermon, they used to give us these little sort of book things to read, and it was like little magazine things, just to keep me interested, you know. And of course, every now and again, we used to find something funny, and suddenly start laughing, you know. But I always remember once, I think it was an Easter thing. Anyway, he was marching on, swinging the incense, whatever it was. And then there was a guy behind him with a cross, and it was quite a big, heavy cross. And, you know, we used to wear cassocks, you know, the old black things. Anyway, this guy was wearing a cassock, and whoever was behind him trodden his cassock. He's fallen forward. If it came on the end, he's gone more than... he's, yeah, I always remember that. He's gone flat on the floor. Well, my mum was very religious, and she got me into a thing called the Scripture Union as well, which was a sort of, basically, you read bits of out the Bible, you know. How old was I?
19.
No, hang on, I was at school. Yeah, it would have been about 10 or 11 or 12, yeah.
So we sort of 1948?
48, 50. No, that was nothing to do with the local church. It was something like a religious sort of Salvation Army, if you like. You know, it was completely independent. And it was just something that my mum had joined, and she rode me into it, you know. Well, you know, so we used to live down the swimming pool, basically, you know.
Was it only open certain times of the year, then?
No, because we used to have an MP who was in his ex-MP called... He was a Lord, I think, Lord Lingram or something like that. And he used to go jogging down to the swimming pool every day of the year. That was his thing. Right up to the day he died. So it must have been open, and that was in the winter as well. So it must have been open in 24/7, you know. Unless it was particularly snowy or it was iced over or something like that. Probably 9, 10 upwards.
Oh.
No, first didn't go, no. There was a friend of mine, he lived next door to me, and there's Tony, the other friend in Australia, lived in Lempsford. Guy around the corner, there was a few of us, lived quite close to each other, you know. We used to get quite a few of us down there, most nights. No, we used to go down quite a lot. And then, of course, the river down there, sometimes we used to go swimming down the river. Not often, but... Or there was a tree there, we used to go climbing this bloody tree, and, you know, usual stuff, you know. Old wooden chalets. As you walked in, you had a little tuck shop thing on the right-hand side, where we used to go and buy Oxo or Bovril, just to warm up. That was quite nice, you know. I had a mate of mine that used to run it, David Jenkins. He died a few years back as well. And all the chalets were, you know, the women's on one side and the men's. Two or three diving boards. And then grass surrounds, you know, and it was really hot. You should lay on the grass and watch what was walking by. No, I was in the Cubs, and I was a scout. I don't remember much. Again, the scoutmaster was something to do with church. I think it was a curate, I can't remember his name. And we used to go to Sherwood's Woods quite a lot. I always remember I was doing this, one of my badges, I think it was a fire lighting badge or something stupid like that, and I've been a couple of times and I couldn't do it, you know, and I know this bloke was getting annoyed at me, you know, so he came out at me this time and I almost got it right and it started raining. So in the end he said, oh, sorry, he said, there's a box of matches, he said, don't say nothing, and I and then I joined the city, you know where the police headquarters is, yeah, well, that, years ago that used to be the sea cadets up there. Mm-hmm. Used to go up the top of the hill, and it was a sea cadet, and I was in them, and I was in the band, and yeah, it's only a bugle or a drum. I was a drummer, you know, and we had a bayonet. Anyway, I always remember I was in it a while, and I was just about, I'd been in it a year or so, and I was just about going to get promoted, that's when it stage or whatever, you know, and I was getting about 14-ish, 13, 14, I was getting a bit leery then, you know. We had some big inspection coming up, some admiral or some bloke was going to come along and all that, you know. And they said, right, they dragged us all in there, and they said, well, we're going to clean this place from top to bottom, you know, because we've got this guy coming. And I was suddenly thinking, hang on, we're paying you to, I'm acting up being an old child lady here, and I'm having to pay you to do it. No, no, they tried to talk me out of it, and they said, oh, because, you know, you've been doing so well, and thing. Another thing in them days I got into trouble over was I used to do a paper round, Sunday morning paper round. And because our meetings was 10 o'clock and the thing, and we had to wear the Navy uniform, we had white gaiters, one of them things they wear down there.
Right.
And you had a blank on like you do in the Army, and the Army ones are green, and in the Navy there was white, you know. Because I didn't have a lot of time, I used to wear this gear doing my paper round, which was stupid, really, but because I used to get mud splashes, you know. And I went there one day, and the bloke, he had to be inspecting, and he said, oh, your gaiters are a bit naughty, man, you know. And I, idiot, I said, well, sorry, you know, I must have called it when I was doing my paper round. He said, what? And it was illegal to wear the Queen's uniform, doing anything like that. And he said, well, you either get up your paper round or you wear normal clothes, and it changed when you get home.
So when did your darts career start?
I've still got a thing somewhere. We won something in 1971, so it would have been late 60s. Do you remember a bloke called Eric Bristow? Well, he used to come down local trades and labour club in different places.
Wow. So when would this have been?
Oh, blimey.
And where were you standing? At
70s or 80s, sorry?
This is in the trade and labour club, is it, that you had the picture taken?
Yeah, well, it was... you know, you had to put your names down. You knew they was coming. There was another Leighton Rees, and you used to get all the big players. They used to go on the circuit, and they used to go around these places. And you'd all put your names down to play, and you only played the one game, 101. And if you anybody actually won, beat him, he gave you a set of his Eric Bristow darts.
Yeah.
Just to say, look, I've met Eric Bristow.